Kentucky Heat by Fern Michaels. Prologue. Mitch Cunningham stood at the entrance to Blue Diamond Farms, his legs spread apart, his hands on his hips. He squared off his hands into a box to stare at the luscious Kentucky landscape in front of him. He adjusted his dark glasses, then took them off. The baseball cap, which said New York Yankees, was pushed farther back on his head so as not to obstruct his view. And a view it was. Thick velvety bluegrass, miles of whiteboard fencing, rolling hills, a colony of barns, and the main house, which looked like something out of a Thomas Kincaid painting. Perfect for an opening shot in a movie. Just perfect. Cinematographer by profession, he could see the opening scene in the movie he hoped to film, thanks to his bosses at Triple Star Pictures. He didn't have a doubt in the world that he could turn the film into another Gone with the Wind. What he did have doubts about, however, was getting Neely Coleman Diamond Clay to okay the project and allow the film to be made there on Blue Diamond Farms. NCDC, as his bosses called Neely Coleman Diamond Clay, was going to be a hard nut to crack. A very private person, they said. The promise of big money wouldn't mean a thing to her. Find her Achilles' heel and home in on it, they suggested. Think major box office. Think movie of the century had been their litany when they presented the idea to him. The head honcho, carried away with a possible Academy Award sweep, had fixed his steely eyes on Mitch and said, "I don't want to see your face in these offices until you have a signed deal. We're giving you 6 months to lock in the deal and another 7 months to make the film, with full pay and your usual percentage." Then the honcho with the steely eyes pointed to two cardboard cartons. "Those boxes contain background files on NCDC from the day she was born, and..."